It is a feeling, an open sky, an ocean, and chemistry. Today, geeking out about the color blue. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. So it turns out it's very rare to discover new color pigments. An Oregon chemist made a major breakthrough in the science of color a decade ago. He discovered the first new blue pigments in more than 200 years. And just about a month ago, that pigment was cleared for use in commercial products that, as it happens, are actually more energy efficient as paint and surface colorings. And now that same chemist is pushing color science forward again. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jess Burns reports.
Ma Subramanian is a scientist versed in serendipity. You know, the happy chance occurrence, the lottery of the amazing.
Many of the important scientific discoveries come by accident. Clearly, it's a part of doing science.
Serendipity was in play a decade ago when his Oregon State University lab discovered the new pigment, which would be named Yenmen Blue. He was looking for new materials to use in electronics, but what came out of the furnace was something else entirely.
I couldn't believe it. I was shocked because the samples came out so blue.
Paints made with Yenmen Blue are highly heat reflective, and the formula has been licensed for use. Since that discovery, Subramanian has focused on the chemistry of color. He and Brett Duell, who just got his PhD, started experimenting with a mineral called hibonite, which is mostly found in meteorites, and they tried adding a little bit of cobalt to make another blue pigment.
We didn't expect it to be as intense as it was.
The formula for cobalt blue made without hibonite was discovered about 200 years ago, but paint made with the pigment comes with health warnings because it can be toxic. This new color could be less toxic because it uses a fraction of the cobalt.
The amount of cobalt was so low, giving off the same color, essentially. It was a little surprise moment followed by an aha moment, like an hour or so later.
Duell says the materials are also cheaper by a sixth, but it's still too early to know if hibonite blue will catch on with manufacturers. The lab's discovery is only a few months old. David Wawer is with the Color Pigments Manufacturers Association, representing businesses that produce the colors for paints, coatings, and plastics. He says the adoption of new pigments can take years.
There's certainly room to add something new because some older technologies have been phased out.
Regardless of hibonite blue's future, Ma Subramanian is continuing his search for color.
Every day I walk into this chemistry building, I really don't know what I'm going to discover. I have some ideas, I have some goals, but once you enter the lab, put things together, you don't know what's going to be. This is the exciting part of what we do.
And the next big color challenge ahead will be red. In Corvallis, Oregon, I'm Jess Burns for Marketplace.
So part of the reason I love this story is that one of my favorite artists is Yves Klein, a French painter from the 1950s, who patented this brilliant shade known as Yves Klein Blue. And he also, as it happens, created what is arguably one of the first Photoshop jobs, an altered photograph of a man leaping out of a building. It was altered to remove the tarp they actually used to catch him. Nerd art. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman are our engineers. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.